Kapenta is a very popular traditional dish in Zambia, and it's made with minimal ingredients. You're going to start off by sorting your kapenta. Next, you're going to wash around 3 times. This is to remove sand or any dirt in the kapenta. Next, you're going to place a pan or a pot over medium-high flame. Add in some cooking oil. Once the oil is hot, I'm going to add in my kapenta. Frying the kapenta is going to add a very nice crunch to our dish, so don't skip on that. So as my kapenta is frying, I'm going to be chopping up 1 medium onion. Then I'm going to dice into small pieces. After frying for around 2 minutes, my kapenta is crispy, so I'm going to transfer to a small bowl. I'm going to keep aside and add in about a tablespoon of more cooking oil in the same pan that I used to fry my kapenta. Next, you're going to add in your onions, which are diced. And as the onions are cooking, I'm going to be chopping up 3 medium tomatoes. As you chop your tomatoes, check on your onions. The onions are starting to have a very nice golden brown color, and they are also very soft. So I'm going to add in my tomatoes. Using a spatula, you're going to stir in the tomatoes into the onions. Add in some curry powder and 1 seasoning cube. I'm going to add in a little bit more salt. As my tomatoes are cooking, I'm going to be chopping my coriander. Over here, I have a red capsicum. So to add an additional spice to my dish, I'm going to add in some black pepper. Stir in the black pepper into the tomatoes as they cook. My tomatoes are ready and fully cooked. So I'm going to be adding in my fried kapenta. Stir in the kapenta into the tomato sauce. I'm going to add in 1/2 cup of water in my pan. Let your kapenta simmer for around 5 minutes. I'm going to add in some red capsicum. Lastly, I'm going to be adding in some coriander to garnish. After cooking my kapenta for around 5 minutes, this is how the kapenta is looking like. Let me tell you, you have to try out this Zambia's kapenta recipe because it's worth it and it's very delicious.